with a cross. There were 10,000, and all we had to peel them with was a carrot.
Young Pip, I am very much afraid we shall die in this place.
Oh, it is not so bad.
Search your peelings. You know it to be true.
I knew he was right. In that bleak place, I realized only a greater power could help us. I got down on my knees and I began to pray. I was prepared to wait months, years even, for God to deliver me from the suffering I was in, for even the pious are seldom rewarded swiftly. Patience was all.
Dear God, please...
Letter containing lots of money for Pip Ben!
Well, that was quicker than I expected.
Inside was a sheet of paper, but no ordinary paper. It was a £312 note.
We are saved! Pippa, Harry Biscuit, look!
I have never seen so much money in one note.
But where did it come from, dear brother?
Wait, there is a second piece of paper. Dear Pip Bin, hope this helps out. Yours sincerely, that convict you helped in the recent past.
But the beadle was not impressed.
Money? You have money? Money is the work of the horned one.
Do you mean goats?
And worse, your money was not earned by Christian sweat, Christian toil, and Christian exploitation of the poor. That, in my book, is blasphemy, and seeing as my book is the Bible, I am right.
But, sir...
No buts. Hard study of the scriptures for you.
Hard study of the scriptures meant standing in front of a wall of stones onto which books of the Bible had been written, which was then pushed on top of you.
The true path to Christian knowledge is through direct bodily contact with the Bible.
But I was determined to escape. And as he prepared to topple the wall onto me, I charged at him. Together, we smashed into the holy wall. Blocks of scripture tumbled down. Deuteronomy plummeted past my left ear. Numbers past my right. And all four gospels narrowly missed my body. But Beadle Hearthruster was not so lucky.
He has been struck.
There he lay, his chest crushed by revelations, his legs pinned by Leviticus, and Ruth balanced on his head.
Yay, got him.
Get off the man's head, Ruth. Give him some dignity.
Sorry. He is dead.
Now come, let us reclaim our lives.
In triumph, we went to the finest restaurant in all of London, Snetterton's Eatorium.
Madam, sirs, are you ready to order?
We'll have the crispy deep-fried elephant to share as a starter.
Yum.
And for my main course, I'd like the roast dodo. Is that rare?
Increasingly so. Madam?
Just an otter salad, please.
And Mr. Parsimonious,
I shall have the fruits of the forest platter, a dish of badgers, hedgehogs, weasels and stoats, delicately garnished with a whole oak tree.
Splendid. Harry?
What is this dish, the multi-layered meat feast? It is an ox stuffed with a slightly smaller ox, stuffed with a tiny ox, stuffed with a sheep, stuffed with a goose, stuffed with a duck, stuffed with a hen, stuffed with a wren, stuffed with a robin, stuffed with a hummingbird, stuffed with a mouse. Heavens! However do they prepare that? They carefully line the animals up, nose to tail, and then startle the mouse. The mouse runs straight inside the hummingbird, which is in itself startled and runs into the robin and so on.
I'll have that, please.
I'm afraid it's off, sir. They didn't line them up carefully enough and now the kitchen is in bestial chaos.
Then I'll just have the spaniel tartar.
And to drink?
Your drinks have been taken care of already, sir.
By whom?
By that gentleman over there.
I looked across the restaurant and saw my evil guardian, Mr. Gently Benevolent.
He has sent over this bottle.
Chateau Cyanide?
Sounds delicious. Let me have some.
No, Harry. I do not trust Mr. Benevolent.
He also sent a note.
Dear Pip Bin, if I was to say I'm glad to see you alive, I would be lying.
Yes, I can read it for myself, you know.
I was trying to be helpful.
Mr. Benevolent, please leave us.
Seeing as we are in public and I can do nothing terribly evil, very well. But watch out, Pip-Bin. You thwarted my plans and I will have revenge. Incidentally, your mother sends her love.
Where is she, you monster?
She is... No, I'm not telling. Goodbye, Pip-Bin.
And now, sir, your crispy deep-fried elephant will be prepared before your very...